Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to say good night to everybody in my radio audience. I would like to give a God of Israel all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for his wonderful holy name. I thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for all that he has done for me and what he's continuing to do for me every day. It's truly a great, great night, because the night is the Sabbath, it's the Shabbat of the God of Israel and his 12 tribes, the Hebrew nation. I would like to thank the Holy Spirit. I would like to thank the God of Israel. High is his name, the Son of God, Yeshua, my Savior in the Hebrew, and the Heavenly Host. This will be another great, great, great broadcast that we will have tonight. This will be another great broadcast that we will have tonight, people. That we will have tonight. I am here to pick it up where I left off. Hopefully that my internet work okay tonight, that it don't be no problems. I know I just got disconnected. As soon as I connected, when I got ready to start the broadcast, it disconnected. But okay, I'm here and we're going to see what we can do tonight with this. This is part two of a topic that I came to you with last week. I told you I was going to come back and finish part two. The title of this broadcast is What a Day I Had with the Priest of the God of Israel. Time to Cry, People. Woes, part two. This is prophetic power of truth, divine platform. And I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the prophet of the God of Israel and the Hebrew nation. I just want to sing a little song, you know, because I feel like just worshiping the God of Israel right now, and lifting up his name and just thanking him for all that he have done for me, because he have done so much for me, people. I just cannot thank him enough right now. So I just want to sing this song to his honor, to his glory, for his Shabbat, for his holy Sabbath night. I know you, God of Israel. I know you, God of Israel. I know you, God of Israel. I know you are so great. There's no one like the God of Israel. There's no God like you. I know you, God of Jacob. I know who you are. I give you honor and the glory. I give you the praise because you are true. I give you the glory and honor because I know you. So we're going to pick it up, people, where we left off. We will pick it up where we left off last week. Just to bring you up to speed, the guest call-in number, 611-244-9831. If anyone would like to call in, you are free to do so. But just to pick it up and give you an update to where we left off last week. We was talking to you last week about the priest of the God of Israel. Ahiah is his name. He is the God of the Hebrew kingdom and the Hebrew nation, which is the 12 tribes of Israel. That's who he is. And we was talking about the priests, the Levites, which are the Haitians or Haiti in the earth right now today. As I speak, the priest is not dead. They are still much alive. And I told you last week, people, I told you last week that you got people like Gentiles, white people, Chinese people, black people like Judah from the tribe of Judah, Yehuda, black African, not African, they call us African American, Negroes, trying to be the new priests. And I told you last week that there is no way on this earth that the God of Israel, Ahiah, will ever, ever let Judah, African Americans they call you people, be the priest. You call yourself elders. The Hebrew Israelites, they call themselves elders, and they say that they are the new priests, that they are the royal priesthood. And I broke that down for you last week. The royal priesthood is the remnant. Is the remnant. That's the royal priesthood. Okay? They will be Levites. Levi will always be the priest. No one will ever, ever take his position. No one will ever, ever take his place. So you elders, Hebrew Israelite elders, you pastors, you bishops, you evangelists and apostles, all you people need to sit down. Y'all really do need to sit down because a Gentile can't do nothing for the God of Israel. That's number one. If you a Gentile, you cannot do nothing for the God of Israel. Don't give me your little New Testament one scripture that they injected to try to say that it's okay for white people to be pastors and Chinese people and African people and all kind of people can be pastors and priests and bishops and elders to lead the people of God in this earth. That is absolutely false teaching and false doctrine. And if anybody want to call this hotline tonight, go ahead and give me a call. Because I'm not going to say anything on this divine platform that the God of Israel gave me 3 years ago that I cannot prove. That I cannot prove. Okay, so you elders, Hebrew Israelites, y'all need to sit down. What a day I had with the priest. You don't know the priests. You don't know the Levites. I met these brothers last week. They fit the description perfectly for the priest. Haiti, that's who I'm talking about. Haitians, they fit the description perfectly. Not you, Judah. You'll never be the priest. You will never, ever be the priest. So please stop going around teaching and telling people that you're the royal priesthood. Ain't nothing royal about you Hebrew Israelites. There's nothing royal about y'all at all. At all. Matter of fact, to be honest, everything about y'all brothers and y'all sisters is against the God. Y'all really is just another religion. That's all you are. You're just another religion. That's all you are, a religion. And if somebody from Hebrew Israelite, G-O-C-I-P-E-E-D-E, come on it, prove it to me. Prove it to me that you are not a religion. That's what I want you to do. Prove it to me that you are not a religion. I only want you to prove it to me so we can set the Hebrew record straight. As the prophet of the God of Israel, we can set the Hebrew record straight that you are not the priest and that you are just another man-made, man-doctrine-teaching religion. That's all you are, with no power. With no power, no prophetic, no anything. Same old tired, woe-out teachings. Just like the Christian church, every Sunday, every Saturday, same old stuff, over and over again. You don't have the prophetic. And guess what? The Levites, they have the prophetic. Why? Because they're the real priests. They are the real priests. So we're going to go through some scriptures. I had a beautiful day with them. I met the priests. I met them, and I had a great day with them. I had a great day. They some humble, wonderful, kind, loving, respectful brothers and sisters. Yeah, Levite, the Haitian, the real priest. Judah, you don't fit the description, so you need to sit down. So let's pick it up where we left off. What a day I had with the priest. Time to cry, people. Woes, part two. Yes, it's time to cry. And as I go through my scriptures and my precepts tonight, you're going to understand why it's time to cry. You're going to understand why it's time to cry. Not only cry, moan, groan, confess, holler, because the things that the God of Israel have showed me, people, for the past four nights, it's mind-blowing, people. It is mind-blowing, mind-startling. I mean, words cannot even express what I was told Tuesday night. And what I saw last night in a vision. Words cannot even express it, people. You don't know what's about to hit this earth. You don't know because you don't got no prophet. You don't have no prophets and you don't have no priests. You don't have no priests because the G-O-C-C-E-E-E-N-M want to take Levi's place. And long as they continue to do that and try to set themselves up as the priest of the God of Israel, you people will be forever lost. Without a priest and without a prophet of the God of Israel, you are totally, totally lost and blind. And that's why the Son of God, the Mashiach, the king of Israel, said, Let the blind lead the blind. The blind cannot lead the blind. Both of y'all are going to fall in a ditch. And that's exactly where you people are right now. In a ditch. A big one, too. And it's going to take a whole lot of stuff and a whole lot of things to dig you people up out of this one. Because that's how serious it is. So, let me get started with my Bible precepts tonight to glorify the one and only true God in this earth. The one and only true God. The one and only Buddha, Allah, Jesus, Most High, Yah, and all the rest of them can sit down. Can sit down. Because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the one and only true God. You could call him Most High, TMH, whatever you want to think you talking to the real God, but you're not. You're not making any connection. And that's why you people can't hear nothing. You can't see nothing. You don't know nothing because you're connected to all the wrong gods and the wrong information and the wrong doctrine and the wrong leaders. So let's go to Deuteronomy 18 verse 5. Deuteronomy 18 verse 5. Just to talk about the priest right now. Just to talk about the priest right now. Yeah, the God of Israel loved the priests. The God of Israel loved the Levites, the Haitians. Yes, he loved them. He loved them. Give me 1 minute, people. Okay, people. Okay. Okay, I'm back, people. Let's go to Deuteronomy 18, verse 5. I'm going to just pull it up in my Bible. It'll be more easier for me because, like I say, the internet here is not that good. Deuteronomy 18, verse 5, people. Deuteronomy 18:5, talking about the priests right now. And then we're going to go into the New World Order, because last week I told you when I come back on, we was going to pick it up and begin to talk about the New World Order and Antichrist and the Mark of the Beast and all the rest of that stuff, okay? So let's just pick it up with the priests right now. Let's just pick it up with the priest right now. Deuteronomy 18:5. Deuteronomy 18:5. Excuse me. Get your Bibles out, people. Because I'm going to actually teach you something. I'm going to actually teach you something tonight. So get your Bibles out. Get your notebook out. Get your pens out. Get whatever you need to get out. Because you need some knowledge. You need some wisdom. And you need some understanding. If you're going to survive the New World Order. Yeah, I'm saying it. If you're going to survive the New World Order and what's about to hit this earth, you need some wisdom right now and some understanding and some knowledge. Deuteronomy 18:5. For
Give me 1 minute, people. Put the Bible here. Okay. They say, Deuteronomy 18:5, I thank the God of Israel for all things this night. For I give you the glory, Father. You and only you are worthy to be praised. For a higher thy God have chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister in the name of Ahiah, him and his sons forever. Do y'all people hear me? Get your Hebrew Israelite elders on this broadcast tonight. Can y'all people hear me? Let me read it again. For higher thy God have chosen him out of all thy tribes. There was 12 tribes. Out of all 12 tribes, Judah, Benjamin, Gad, Asher, Manasseh, Naphtali, Ephraim, Issachar, Zebulun, out of all 12 tribes, Ahiah, the God of Israel, the God of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, chose one tribe out of all tribes, out of all 12 tribes, to minister, to stand in his presence, in his sight, to minister in the name of Ahiah, him and his sons forever. So could somebody please tell me, how can you change the word forever? How can you change the word forever, people? You cannot change the word forever. Not with your New Testament injected scriptures that they put in there. He caused some to be... What's that over there in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11? He called some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to, come on, people. That is an injection, okay? A straight-up injection that's against the Torah, that's against the God of Israel, that's against his principles, that's against his protocol, that's against his heavenly orders. Let me read it again. Deuteronomy 18:5. For Ahiah, I'm not talking about Buddha. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm not talking about Yah. I'm not talking about Allah. I'm not talking about the Most High. I'm not talking about none of them gods that you people call them. I'm talking about the God of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who I'm talking about. A whole different God than what you people know about. Believe me, people. I know what I'm talking about here. For higher thy God have chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister. Didn't say nothing about no Gentile here. So T.D. Jakes, he said he's a Gentile. He needs to sit down. All of them need to sit down. Levite to stand to minister in the name of Ahiah and in his sons forever. Forever. Let me read verse 6. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of all Israel where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind unto the place which Ahiah shall choose, verse 7, then he shall minister in the name of Ahiah his God, as all his brethren, the Levites. Do y'all hear me, people?
do which stand there before a higher. They shall have like portions to eat. I ain't going to go there. So I read to you Deuteronomy 18, 5 to verse 7. Levi, the Haitians, are the priests forever. Forever, people. I don't care about your New Testament injected words and Bible verses. The God of Israel say forever. I don't care what them people say that translated your Bible that you have right now, the King James Version, all your versions. It doesn't matter what they say. When they created the New Testament, it's all about what the God of Israel say. And he said, Levi, the Haitians, are his priests forever. Him and his son. Let me read Deuteronomy 18:7. Then we're going to go to our next Bible verse. Then he shall minister in the name of Ahiah, his God. You got to know his name. You cannot call it Most High, Most High, Most High, Most High. That's all you hear out of Elder Ricard, G-O-C-C, and all the rest of them. IEP and Hebrew Israelite elders. Most High. No, what is his name? See, it proves right there that you people are teaching a doctrine that you learn from your elders. You refuse to call him by his name. Why? Because your elders didn't teach you to call him by his name. Your elders taught you to call him Most High, and that's why you call him Most High. And that's why you keep teaching the same thing over and over and over again every Sabbath day. Same old lesson. Why? Why? Because that's all your elders taught you. You disconnected from the God of Israel. You disconnected from the God of the Hebrew nation. You don't know him, Pete. You don't know him. I'm trying to introduce him to the world. That's my job right now, to introduce the God of Israel to the world. He shall stand and minister in the name of Ahiah his God and all his brethren, the Levites. No Gentiles can minister. No Gentiles, no other tribe other than the Levites or Levites can minister and stand before the God of all gods. Ahiah is his name. No one but a Levite. What scripture is that? Where a Gentile now can minister to the God of Israel people. What scripture is that other than the one in Ephesians and the one in Timothy? A bishop must be honorable and a husband, a one wife, all that injected stuff to bring forth Christianity and new world religions. New world religions. That's all it is, new world religions and Christianity. Next Bible verse. Let's go to Deuteronomy 10, verse 8, a precept. Deuteronomy 10, verse 8. Come on, people. Got a lot of things to show you tonight. Deuteronomy 10, verse 8. At that time, Ahiah separated the tribe of Levi to bear the Ark of the Covenant of Ahiah, to stand before Ahiah to minister unto him and to bless
in his name unto this day. Y'all hear me, people? Unto this day, the day that we are living in right now, Levi, at that time, verse 8, Deuteronomy 10:8, Ahiah separated the Haitians. That's who Levi is. The tribe of Levi to bear the ark. Say nothing about no Judah, none of that stuff. Talking about they the new priest to bear the ark of the covenant of Ahiah. And to stand before Ahiah to minister. That was Levi's job. That was the Haitian's job. That's what they call them, Haiti. Their real name is Levi. That was their job, to stand and minister before Ahiah for the children of Israel, the other 11 tribes, unto him and to bless. See, before Ahiah to minister and unto him and to bless in his name. You can only bless somebody in the name of the God of Israel. There's no other name. But y'all people, listen to me, please. I'm speaking to you prophetically. I'm speaking to you what I hear. There's no other name in this earth that you can bless people with itself of the God of Israel name. His name is Ahiah. Ahiah, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's why all you people sick, dying with cancers and all kind of disease and heart attacks and all kind of stuff. Kids die, all kind of stuff. Why? Why, people? Why? Because you can only be blessed in his name, the God of Israel. You got to know his name. His name, not Jehovah. Jehovah's Baal. Look it up in the Hebrew. Hebrew 11:80. Baal. Jehovah. Lord. Look it up. Lord. Symbolic name for Baal. Jehovah. Yeah. You can only bless in his name. Now, I don't care nothing about that scripture that they injected. See, you're dealing with a lot of injections. Not a lot, but enough. They have enough injections in the Bible to bring forth their religion and their doctrines and their teachings. You got another injected scripture in there where it says, in the name of Jesus, there's power in that name. No, it's power in the God of Israel name. His name is Ahiah. That's why the Son of God, Yeshua is his name, my Savior in the Hebrew. That's why the Son of God told his disciples, and he told his Father when he was praying. When he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane before he died, he said, Father, I have revealed what you said. Father, I have revealed your name to the ones that you gave me. They was yours. They was yours, and then you gave them to me. And I have revealed your name to them. And I have revealed your name in the earth. So, yes, it's power in that name, in his name, the God of Israel. That's the power, people. That's the power. And that's why all your peak leaders, they can be putting oil on you and laying hands on you and spitting on you and throwing aprons on you and throwing this on you and throwing wire on you and all kind of stuff. They tell you run around and do this. Say the Hebrew prayer in Hebrew seven times and all of that. And they anoint you. The Hebrew is, they can do all that stuff. But it don't mean nothing, people. it don't mean nothing. It don't mean anything because they're not using the one and truly only God in this earth name. So let's go back to the Bible verse here. Yes, I am the God of Israel prophet. Prophet this, because I'm a woman. Yes, but I am his prophet. Anybody want to know? Anybody? Yes. Yes. I know who the God of Israel is, okay? So only the Levites. Let me read it again. Deuteronomy 10:8. We're going to go to our next precept. At that time, Ahijah separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of Ahijah, to stand before Ahijah, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name, not Jesus' name, not Buddha's name, not Allah's name, not Yah's name, not none of them names. Unto this day, people. Unto this day. Levi, the priests, the Haitians, unto this day. They are his priests and his ministers forever. Next verse. Deuteronomy 17:12. Come on. Deuteronomy 17:12. And the man, listen to me, people. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest, that standeth to minister there before Ahijah thy God, or unto the judge, even that man shall die. Can y'all hear me? Even that man or that woman shall die. And thou shalt put away the evil from Israel. And all the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. That's Deuteronomy 17:12. And the man, it could be any man. I don't care if you're a bishop, you're an elder, whatever you call yourself, whatever you rank yourself to be. No apostle, it don't matter who you are. It says right here, up under the covenant, up under the law. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priests, the Levites, the Haitians in the earth today, they just don't know they the priests. And that's my job as a prophet to tell them that they are the priests and not Judah, Hebrew Israelite elders, or the Pope and nobody else. The priests that stand to minister there before Ahijah thy God, or unto the judge, even that man shall die. And thou shalt put away the evil from Israel. That's what's going on here, people. That's what's going on here, people. Let me talk to you for a minute. It's a lot of evil going on right now in this earth. It was going on back in ancient times when our ancestors was in Jerusalem. And it's going on right now today. Why? Because you got people trying, listen to what I'm saying, not doing, Because Ahio would never accept you to stand before him and bless the people and nothing else. You got a lot of people right now trying to stand in the place of a Levite to minister, to be over God's people, Ahio, to teach them, to lead them, to guide them, to tell them what they need. You got a lot of people trying to take Levi place and his rank. Even the judge back in Israel had to listen to the priest. And the priest had to listen to the prophet. That's how it go, people. Even the judge had to bow down and listen to the priest, the Levites. But they didn't want to do it back then. They set up their own priest the same way they're doing it today, setting up their own priest, trying to take the job of a Levite. T.D. Jakes, all of them, Crafto, every last one of them trying to take the place of an Israelite, a Hebrew, a Levite. And it says right here in the scripture that if that man or that woman don't listen to the priest, they will die. You see all this death around you, people? You see all this death around you, people. Why? Because you don't have the priest. You don't have the priest to stand before the God of Israel and pray and bless you and help you and your children and your men and whoever else. You're going to die without the priest. That's what the Bible says. You will die without the priest, the Levite. And that's why we got so much death up in this earth. Because the priests don't know who they are, the Haitians. The most beautiful brothers I ever met in my life, people. A week ago, I was in the presence of about six of them. Beautiful brothers. Beautiful brothers, my God. Words can't even describe these brothers. They Haitians. Yeah, they from Haiti. Beautiful brothers. So humble and beautiful and nice and kind and respectful and loving. No, they're not narcissists like Judah. Judah, you got a lot of Judah leaders like bishops and elders and pastors and events, they narcissists. Narcissists and full of a lot of pride and puffed up. Not the Haitians. They are the real priests. You got to have a priest or you will die, people. You know, before I leave you, I have to give you a word of knowledge that the God of Israel gave me Tuesday night while I was laying in my bed. You would die without the priest. That's why you got so much disease and so much sickness and so much pain and so much mental illness and so much of this and so much of that and so much of famine and so much of destruction. Why? Because you don't have the priest. And right now, I'm glad that I'm in the presence of the priest. And it's my job to tell them who they are. Yes, I'm blessed right now. I am blessed to be in the midst of a lot of Haitians right now. I'm blessed. I am blessed because they are the priest. You would die. You got to put the evil out of Israel, the Bible say right here. Put the evil out of Israel. get rid of these false, fake, phony people that want to be the men and women of God, and they are not the priests. You can only be a prophet. You can only be a priest, and you can only be an elder. What else do you have? What else do you have according to the God of Israel? What other rank do you have outside of that? I don't know any. If y'all know some, get on here and tell me. Officers, yeah, princes, yes, kings, yes. But not elders and not bishops and pastors and evangelists and all that mess and madness they got going on in this earth. So this is why we got to put the evil way out of Israel. And this is what the God of Israel get ready to do, people. I'm speaking to you prophetic right now. This is what the God of Israel, Ahia, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, getting ready to do up in this earth. Listen to me, people. He's about to put the evil out of Israel. All these so-called pastors and bishops and all this stuff. He elders going around saying they the new priests. And he about to put the evil out of Israel, his 12 tribes. Next Bible verse, people. Yeah, that's why your mama's sick, your kids, and your grandma now, and your husband got prostate cancer, and Lyme disease, and stomach cancer. That's why, people. Diabetes and heart failure and OPD and all that. That's why, people, because you don't have a priest. That's why. And it's actually evil what you people are doing. It's evil. It's evil for you to try to say that I'm going to lead the people of God and you are not a priest. You're not from the tribe of Levi. That is evil. Because he said the Levites are the priests forever. Even when we get over there in the new kingdom now. Even when we get over there in the new kingdom, when the holy city come down and set on Mount Zion, the 12 pearly gates, Levi will still be the priest. Then he will be the royal priesthood. He will be the royal priesthood then. Right now, he's just a priest. He's going to be the royal priesthood. Numbers 3, verse 10, people. Talking about the priest. What a day I had with the priest. Time to cry, people. Woes. We're going to talk about those woes in a minute. We're going to talk about the New World Order. And we're going to talk about a whole lot of things. A whole lot of things, people. I'm here to set the Hebrew record straight, okay? This is my job as a prophet of the God of Israel. Numbers chapter 3, verse 10, people. Numbers 3:10. Come on. Let's start at verse 8. Let's start at verse 6, people. Numbers. Numbers 3, verse 6. Bring the tribe of Levi near. Let's start at verse 5. And the highest spake unto Moses, saying, Numbers chapter 3, verse 5. Bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the priest. Bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron. Aaron was the high priest. He was over the rest of the, he was the head man. The head man of the Levitical priesthood. Aaron was the head man back in ancient times. Bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the priest. Did it say Aaron the priest? Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. They should keep his charge and the charge of the whole congregation. Can y'all hear me? The whole congregation, the priests, the Levites, they must keep charge of the whole congregation. You cannot be over the people of God, P.D. Jakes. You're not from the tribe of Levi. You cannot be over the people of God, Joyce Myers, Benny Hinn, Kraft O'Dollar, Joe Osteen. Why? Because you are not from the tribe of Levi. You are not a Hebrew. You're a Gentile. So look what it said. Yes. They should keep the charge of the congregation, the whole congregation. What congregation? You Christian church, y'all always talking about y'all a congregation. Y'all ain't no congregation. Not to the God of Israel. You Gentiles. You Gentiles. Israel gone away. You teach all the satanic lies and teachings that your elders and bishops and them don't talk. We knew Israel. Israel dead and gone away. Y'all some sick, crazy people. The whole congregation is the 12 tribes of Israel. That's the whole congregation of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahiah is his name. That's the whole congregation. It do not include Gentiles. Oh, yeah, over there in the New Testament, where they said the Gentiles got engrafted in. Yeah, okay. But you still are not part of the congregation of the children of Israel. You are not considered as the congregation of the God of Israel. You're a Gentile. You was engrafted in because of faith, because you believe in the God of Israel. And you don't even believe in that because you don't even talk about the God of Israel. All you talk about is Jesus, 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 God, God. You know absolutely nothing about the God of Israel. No, you are not the congregation. The congregation is the 12 tribes that's going to live in the New Jerusalem when it come down and sit on the holy mountain, Mount Zion, the mountain of brass. Where we at? So verse 7 of Numbers 3. And they should keep his charge in the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation to do the service of the tabernacle. They was over the temple. They was over the tabernacle. They was over the service. They was over the holy thing. They was over the altar. They was over the prayers. They was over everything. The Levites. You don't have a scripture to stand on, Gentiles, to say you can lead God's people. You don't have a scripture to stand on, elders, Hebrew Israelite elders, to say you can lead God's people. What scripture is that? You don't have not one to stand on. Not one. But to inject this stuff in the New Testament. Next scripture, Numbers 25:13, last one for the priest. Then we're going to go into the woes and the new world order. and why you need to be crying right now. Numbers 25:13. It says, let's start at verse 12. Wherefore say, behold, Numbers 25, verse 12. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto you my covenant of peace, people. Why the world don't have no peace? Why the world is not in peace right now? Right now, y'all, the world is in a semi. The world is in a semi right now, in a drought. A drought. A drought and a semi. Ain't no peace. He gave the covenant to Levi for peace. And because you don't have no priest, because the priests don't know who they are, and ain't nobody trying to tell the priests who they are, like Elder Ricard and all the rest of your Hebrew Israelite elders, and when they do tell the Haitians, the Levites, that they are priests, they tell them that they the new priests. They the royal priesthood. And they from the tribe of Judah. So the Levites just sit to the side somewhere, sit on the sideline and listen to them and don't, you know what I'm saying, and won't take their rightly place as Levites. Because they want to be them so bad, and they cannot be. The covenant of peace is with Levi. It's not with you, Judah. It's not with you. It's not with you. Gentiles, it's not with you. It is with Levi, the covenant of peace. That's why there's no peace in this world. And it won't be. And it won't be, people. It's too late now. It is too late to fix what you people have destroyed and messed up. It's too late now. And I'm going to tell you why later. I'm going to tell you why later that it's too late. It's too late. I told you people last week that the God of Israel told me to tell you. You got 90 days from last week up until 90 days to prepare. To prepare people. That's what he told me to tell you last week. You have 90 days to prepare for what's about to hit this earth. He already warned you. He already told you. Now, if you don't do nothing but sit there and do the same old stuff that you do every day, absolutely nothing but go work or go to school or go do some stupid stuff that ain't making sense, that ain't helping you and your family and your children. Somebody, you're going to go to Walmart and save some water and stack up on some canned goods. And people, that stuff is not going to work. You're going to starve to death. You are going to starve to death, people, thinking you can go stack up on some canned goods and go to Walmart and get some bottle of water and stack up on. You people are going to starve to death, you and your children. The God of Israel have already spoke. And he already told you last week, we have 3 months to prepare. Then all hell gonna break loose up in this earth. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Okay, so the covenant of peace is with Levi. okay? And it says, wherefore, say, behold, I give unto him a covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed, y'all hear me? He, Levi, the Haitian, and guess what? They some peaceful, them some peaceful brothers and sisters. People, I met them for myself. I'm around these people every day now. They are some peaceful, humble, quiet, understanding, loving, caring people. Because the covenant of peace was given to them back in ancient times, to their fathers. And he shall have it. That's why they're so peaceful. I just couldn't believe my eyes a couple of weeks ago when I was in their presence and we were just enjoying one another. I couldn't believe how humble and peaceful these brothers were and sisters. They have the covenant of peace from the God of Moses. And his seed have it. After him, it said, Numbers 25:13, I'm reading. Even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Let me read that again. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Everlasting people, priesthood. Your little cute leaders can sit out. They can sit out. Your little pretty leaders. Your pretty little leaders. They won't be able to help you, people. What's about to hit this earth in the next 3 months, your little pretty leaders will not be able to help you. Or me or anybody else. They pretty. Yeah, they pretty up there on the stage, ain't they? Juanita Bynum and all of them. They pretty little leaders, ain't they? Y'all love them little pretty leaders. Ain't got no power. Not no real power. The power they got come from Baal, Satan, Jehovah. That's where their power come from. All their temples are the temples of Zeus. Every last one of them. Zeus, I Zeus in the Greek, which is Jesus. They just removed the I and put the J there to hide his name. All of your temples are temples of Zeus or I Zeus. Your little pretty leaders. That's what the God of Israel called them. He said, Toby, tell them they little pretty leaders won't be able to help them. With their $5,000 suits on and their $10,000 suits and their Gucci and they Versace shirts and all of that stuff they wear. And your little pretty leaders won't be able to help you, people. They too pretty. Too pretty. They ain't got no business standing before the people of the God of Israel. They ain't got no business standing in the place of a Levi and trying to minister to the people of God, a higher. They so pretty and cute, ain't they? They gaiters on and they big shoes and big fancy cars and they won't be pretty for long, people. They won't be pretty for long. What's about to hit this earth, people? They won't be pretty for long. the God of Israel going to bring some stuff up in here that you people ain't never seen before in your life. Yeah, you better start crying now. You better start crying now, people, so you can be saved out of it, you and your children. Forget about your little pretty leaders and elders and bishops, apostles, and false prophets and pastors. Forget about them little pretty leaders. Because the God of Israel told me to tell you tonight, they won't be able to help you. Verse 13 of Numbers 25. And then we're going into the woes and the famine and the new world order and a whole lot of stuff. Numbers 25:13. And he shall have it in his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made atonement for the children of Israel, a everlasting priesthood. Could somebody please tell me what everlasting means? Please tell me what everlasting means. No, the New Testament can't change nothing that the God of Israel says everlasting. And the God of Israel will not change anything that he say that's everlasting. He gave them everlasting priesthood. So no elders, Hebrew Israelite elders, y'all are not the royal priesthood, and y'all are not the new priests. That's recorded right now in the Hebrew records. Now let's move on into our next segment of this lesson. This prophetic lesson that we are having tonight. Let's go to Ezekiel 14, 12, and 21. Ezekiel 14, people, 12 and 21 verse. Let's go to the Tanakh, the prophet. Ezekiel 14. Ezekiel 14. Yes, I'm about to open a school. It's time for me to teach higher learning now. Higher learning. Learning and knowledge and wisdom that comes from the God of Israel, that heavenly throne. Yes. Yes. It's time for the God of Israel to be presented in the earth the way he's supposed to be presented. Yes, I'm going to open the school. Because he told me to. Ezekiel 14, 12. The word of Ahiah came again unto me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinned against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. So this is the prophet Ezekiel and the God of Israel, higher, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking to him, his prophet. And he's telling him, Son of man, Ezekiel, let me say this to you, Ezekiel. When the land of Israel or any land sinned against me by trespassing, meaning breaking his law and his covenant that he gave the priesthood, the Levites. When they go against me and begin to sin against me grievously, trespassing grievously, meaning that you people don't care that you sin. You don't care that you're breaking the law. You don't care that, the law done away with. The law done away with. We under grace. We under mercy. We under Christ. But the God of Israel told his prophet, they are trespassing grievously, Ezekiel. Meaning they won't quit. And they're doing some defiled things up in this earth and up in Jerusalem. Defiled. So very wicked, so very evil, and so very defiled. Then will I stretch out my hand upon it. That's what's going on right now today. Why you ain't got no food. You don't got no food in your grocery stores. Walmart's closed and everything closed and shutting down. You people have trespassed against the God of Israel, higher grievously, without a conscience. Without a conscience, you better start crying now, people. You better start crying and repent and confessing. You He said, I, Ezekiel, will stretch out my hand upon it, upon what? The earth. The God of Israel is stretching out his hand right now upon the earth. That's why you ain't got no food. You in a famine. You ain't got no gas. The gas shortage. The food shortage. This shortage. That shortage. It's a drought in the earth. The earth is heating up. Ain't no water. The lakes and the ponds and the dams getting dry. I, the God of Israel, Ahiah, will stretch out my hand upon this earth. And that's exactly what he is doing right now. So no, you won't be getting no food, people. You won't be getting no food. No, your government ain't going to be able to help you out of this one. Because the God of Israel say he is the one stretching out his hand upon and will break the staff of the bread thereof. I will break the staff of the bread. Ain't no food trucks coming. I'm going to break down your trucks so you won't be able to get no bread up in Walmart and Sam Club and no club. I'm going to break the staff of bread. Y'all better listen to me, people. Y'all people better listen to me. Y'all people better listen to me tonight. The God of Israel said he's going to break the staff of bread. He's going to cause a famine. Listen what he said. I'm going to break it. I'm reading Ezekiel 14, verse 13. I will break the staff of bread there and will set a famine upon it. And we'll cut off man and beast from it. Cut off man, meaning that he's going to kill a lot of people. A lot of people, he's going to cut them off. A lot of animals going to die. Why? Because it ain't no food. It's a famine. So if all the animals begin to die, the cows and the goats and all the animals, the chickens and all that, what you people going to eat? What will we eat?
people. Can y'all hear me? He said it right here. I'm going to cut off man and beast from the earth. So you think COVID was something that killed 15 million? I read that in the news today. It's not 5 million. They say globally, COVID killed 15 million people, and people still dying right now today. No, your world is not normal. Your world will never be normal. I told you that 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Your world will never go back to normal. I prophesied and told you that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when I told you millions would die from COVID. I told you millions would die in 2020. And then in 2020, they died, started, and then I told you in 2020 and 2021, that your world would never go back the same. Your economy would never go back. Go listen to my audios, people. Go listen. If you think I'm a lying, false prophet, go listen. Listen, people. Listen to me. Listen to the God of Israel. Listen to the God of all gods. Ahaya. Listen to him. He want to help whoever want to be helped. And if you don't want to be helped, and if you want to die, then okay, go ahead and die. It's okay with him because he said he's going to cut off man and beast. Kill man, women, children, it doesn't matter who you are. You can be an animal or whatever. That's what he said. Look what he said. Let me keep reading. I'm running out of time. And we'll send a fimbri upon it, and we'll cut off man and beast from it. Verse 14. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver, but their own souls by their righteousness, said a higher God. Verse 15, if I cause a noisome beast to pass through the land and they spoil it so that it be desolate, that no man may pass through because of the beasts, though these three men were in it, as I live, a higher said, as I live, said a higher God, they should deliver neither sons nor daughters. They only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate. I'm going to take this all the way to 21 verse. Verse 17. So he's saying, if Noah, Daniel, Job, anybody, if they was here right now today, they will only deliver their own souls because they was righteous. But their sons and their daughters, I would take them. They won't make it. They will not make it. Only them. Only them. This shows you people where we are right now in the righteousness. The whole world, the whole, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Let me finish reading this. Verse 17. For I will bring a sword upon that land and say, sword, go through the land so that I cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men were in it, as I live, said a higher God, they should deliver neither sons nor daughters. They ain't going to be able to deliver nobody, these three prophets, Job, Noah and Daniel, but their own selves. They only shall be delivered themselves. Verse 19. Or if I send a pestilence, COVID-19, right now they got children dying from hepatitis B. Hepatitis. Over 200 children are sick with hepatitis
5 kids have lost their lives to hepatitis people. It is a pestilence. It is a disease that the God of Israel put in the earth for your sins. You're grievously sinning, trespassing against his covenant. Children are dying. Well, if I send a pestilence, COVID-19 and all the rest of them, cancer and all kind of diseases into the land and pour out my fury upon it in blood. Can y'all hear me? Blood. The God of Israel say blood. To cut off from it man and beast. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, said a higher God, they should deliver neither sons nor daughters. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. The only way you gonna deliver people out of the famine, out of the pestilence, out of the death and the sword and the destruction, my God, the only way is that you people become righteous. Righteous. Righteousness don't mean going to church. Righteousness don't mean paying your tithe. Righteousness don't mean you read the Bible every day in the New Testament. Righteousness don't mean you confessing that Jesus is your Savior, and you do the sinner's prayer, and you got saved and baptized. That's not righteousness. That is a doctrine of the Christian church. That's a doctrine. That's not righteousness. Righteousness is of the law. Righteousness, let me say it again. Righteousness is of the law. That's righteousness. Job, Noah, and Daniel, they kept the law. That's the only thing going to save you and your children is that you people become righteous and begin to keep the God of Israel law and covenant. Verse 21, last verse. But thus said a higher God, how much more when I send my four sore judgments upon Jerusalem? The sword, people, four judgments, the sword, that's one judgment, death, and destruction. I'm reading Daniel 14. 21. It say, the sword and the famine. That's two. No, it's not called food shortage. It is a famine from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. It is a famine upon this earth. For you people, evil and wicked and nasty and trifling ways that you have against the God of Israel and poor people in this earth. Y'all hate poor people. All you care about what you can get and do and say. Listen, people. So you got the sword, you got the famine, you got the beast, and you got the pestilence, diseases. There's so many you can't even count them. To cut off from it man and beast. So the God of Israel put the pestilence, the disease, the famine to make you hungry, to starve without food, the sword, destruction and death, to cut off man's beast. That's why it's here, to kill people that's evil and wicked and sinners against the God of Israel. Now, when was that? Tuesday night, people. Tuesday night. Tuesday night. I was laying in my bed. Laying in my bed. And the God of Israel began to speak to me. And he said, lots of people will die. Can y'all hear me? Listen to me. The last time I told you what the God of Israel said about people dying, when he told me millions would die in 2020, I told you that 3 years was 2019, he told me. It was 3 years ago that in 2020, millions would die. Now, Tuesday night, he told me, lots of people will die. He said, because the earth has took its course. He said, the earth is old. He said, the earth is full of sin. Many people will die. That's what he told me Tuesday night. And I must tell you, because I am his prophet. This is my job. This is what I must do. Warn you before destruction. So I just read to you Ezekiel, how he told the prophet Ezekiel what he was going to do in Jerusalem and what he was going to do in the earth. He was going to send the famine, the pestilence, the sword, the beast to kill, cut off man. He was going to kill animals. Won't be no food to eat because he's going to kill the animals, cut the animals off, going to cut man off. And he told me Tuesday, lots of people will die, many, many, many. I'm just a messenger, people. I have to do my job. So let's go to our next verse. Zechariah chapter 6. That was a word. Well, the word of knowledge was that you're a little pretty leaders. That's what he spoke to me about that. And then Tuesday was a prophetic message or a word of knowledge, a prophetic word of knowledge that many would die, lots of people would die because the earth is old. It's time now. Zechariah 6, people. Let's get that. And after that, people, I got a few in Revelation, and that'll be it. And then one in Jeremiah. I'm going to try to finish. If not, I have to pick it up tomorrow. Zechariah 6, people. Zechariah 6. And I would like to also share a vision with you, a prophetic vision that I had last night. Last night. Very disturbing vision that I had last night. Zechariah 6, verse 2 and 3. Let's start at verse 1. And I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of brass. And the first chariot was red horses. And in the second chariot, black horses. And in the third chariot, white horses. And in the fourth chariot, grizzly and bay horses. And I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, what are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said unto me, these are the four spirits of the heavens which go forth from the standing, which go forth before standing before higher of all the earth. The black horse which are therein go forth into the north country. And the white go forth after them. And the grizzly go forth towards the south country. And the bay went forth and sought to go that they might walk to and fro through the earth. And he said, get you hence, walk to and fro through the earth. So they walked to and fro through the earth. This is the four horses of the apocalypse. I told you people, in 2020, I actually did a audio on the four horses of the apocalypse. I told you in 2020 that the four horses of the apocalypse was already here. They already in the earth. That's what I told you in 2020. These are the wolves. These are the wolves that's in the earth. And then, and within 3 months, the wolves are going to get very, very, very drastic. And he already told y'all, lots of people are going to die. Many, mostly sinners. Sinners, a lot of sinners. He's going to take out a lot of sinners out of the earth. Because they have corrupted the earth. They have transgressed the earth grievously. It's grieving the God of Israel now. He's been talking to you people for 3 years. Before COVID-19 even hit the earth, he sent me his prophet to talk to you, warn you, and tell you what he wanted and how he wanted and when he wanted, what he wants you to do. But you have grieved him now. It's grievously now. He's beyond hurting now. So he have to bring what he's feeling. He have to make himself feel better. Because he don't have nobody to make him feel better. Because don't nobody, 98% of the world, I say 90%, because he got a remnant in the earth, which is the 10%. 90% of the earth serve all false gods. 90% of this earth is caught up in false gods, false religions. 90%. And these are the people that he's going to take off out of the earth. He's going to begin to cut them off. Man and beast. Cut them off. Cut them off. How is he going to cut them off? With your food shortage, y'all call it, but it's a famine that he put in the earth. No water to drink. It's a drought. No water. Your lakes are going dry. These people ain't telling you the real news. They're not telling you the real news. They get on there and talk about Prince Charles and the Queen and what's going on with this. And they're not telling you people what's really going on in this earth. They're trying to hide it and sugarcoat it and make you people think that everything is okay. And it's not. Woes. It's time to cry, people. Woes. Part two. Woes. A lot of woes is coming and already here. So let me go to my next verse. So I told you people. I told you people. In 2020, I told you that the four horses of the apocalypse is in the earth. They are the ones that's going to take people out. You got the black horse, that's death and hell. Let's get to it. Let's get to the next scripture. Revelation chapter 6, verse. We're going to Revelation now, people. Talk about the New World Order and a little bit of more stuff. Revelation 6, 1 and 8, people. So he told me about a week ago, he said, prepare, you got 90 days to prepare people for what's about to hit this earth. A lot of woes, death, destruction, pain, destruction, the sword, which is the army, the military. You see, you got the war going on right now. Don't take the war lightly. Don't take it lightly. Don't listen to what your government is telling you. You got to understand what the Bible, the prophecy is talking about in the Bible. Don't listen to what your elders, your Hebrew Israelite elders and your pastors and all of them talking about. They don't know the God of Israel. You better understand that we are in prophecy. And Russia, what's going on with Russia and Ukraine and all the rest of, that's part of prophecy. So no, don't think it's just going to go away and everything going to just brush away and the world just going to go back. And no, it's not going to happen like that, people. You better prepare. You better prepare. You got 3 months, people. We have 3 months to prepare. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 through 8. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts said, come and see. And I saw and behold a white horse. And behold, and I looked and behold a pale horse. And his name that sit on him was death, and hell followed with him. Okay, it was a pale horse. The four horses of one of them horses was pale. This is what John seen. This is what Zachariah saw. And I looked, it was a pale horse. And his name that sit on him was death and hell. Death. He just told you in Ezekiel that he going to cut off man and beast. He just told you in Ezekiel. He just told you in Ezekiel that if Noah and Daniel and Joel was here, they would only say their own self. That wouldn't nobody else survive. He already told you, people. So the horse is death and hell. Death means a lot of people are going to die. That's what he told me Tuesday night. Men will die. A lot will die. And go to hell on top of that. That's why I said right here, Revelation chapter 6, verse 8, death and hell follow. So a lot of people that's dying and leaving this earth today, people, they going to hell. They going to hell. Why? Because they are sinners. and they have transgressed and trespassed against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a high raiser's name, the God of Israel. They going to hell. A lot of people leaving this earth, you think little Boo Boo and May May and Connie and May Lai Nelman, Kaya and all them, they going to heaven? Oh, they having birthday. No, people. These people are sinners. These people are sinners. Death and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth. Y'all see that? Power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth. Whatever that is. Remember over there in Zechariah, he said he sent them to the north country. He sent them to the south country. And the other ones walked to and forth in the earth. And it says right here in Revelation 6, it was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, people. With the sword. Military. New World Order. Can y'all hear me, people? Can y'all people hear me? That's where we are in the prophetic. Not only the military, but you got other means of death. Other means of death. They got a war going on right now, which they say over there in Ukraine that it's a lot of people dead over there. Okay? Over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger. There go the famine. Sword and hunger. A lot of people going to starve to death, people. That's why he told me to tell me. We have 90 days to prepare. Won't be no fool, people. Don't let them people fool y'all. Don't let them people. My mama told me today that my sister went to the grocery store and bought some food with her food stamps. She spent $600 worth of food stamps. And she said, you know what? You ought to see that little bit of food that we have in our refrigerator for $600. I can't believe it, she said. She said, a package, a bag of fish, like four pieces of fish or five pieces of fish in a bag, little pieces, cost $14. When a bag of fish like that used to cost $6, now it's $14. And it's still going up. Because the God of Israel judgment have hit this earth, people. It have hit this earth. It have hit this earth. And for you people that work, you think you got so much confidence in your job that I'm going to continue to make mine, I'm going to be okay. My son couldn't even go to work today. Why? Because the factory that he worked at, they didn't have no parts. So they had to close the whole factory down because they ran out of parts. Why? Because the trucks are not bringing the parts and the product and whatever they need to the companies so they can continue to work. So no, people, don't rely on your job. The God of Israel say, you are in a famine. And when you say famine, it means lack of bread, lack of food, lack of everything.
So this pale horse here, okay, he had the power to kill with the sword. Okay, that's why you got a lot of killing going on. A lot of killing with diseases and all kind of killings. And with hunger, plane crashes, car crashes, all kind of killings. That's destruction. And with hunger and with death. See that? With hunger and with death. And with the beasts of the earth. I just read on the news today that a five-year-old little boy was over his friend's house playing with his friend after school, got mauled to death by a pit bull. Can y'all people hear me? I'm reading this right in the Bible, what is going on. Why did little Billy have to get ate up by a dog? It's right here. He said that he, and with death and with the beast of the earth. And when he had, oh, I feel sorry for the little boy. I love children. But we are under judgment, people. We and our children are under judgment. Listen to me, people. Revelation 6, verse, and he opened the fifth seal, verse 9. I saw under the altar, where am I here? No, let me go back. I lost my space. Revelation 6, let's go back up to verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder. Okay, people, I lost my connection. I'm back. I'm getting ready to get out of here. I only got a couple more scriptures, and I'm going to get ready to leave. But I also have another prophetic message I need to give you. After I finish reading this one, I'm going to give it to you. Okay, let's pick it up right here, verse 2 of Revelation 6. And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. The God of Israel will have the last say-so and the last dominion up in this earth. You can forget about your government or whoever. The war, whatever they're doing, man will destroy their own selves. That's what the Bible says. The God of Israel will conquer this earth. This is his earth. This is his world. He will be the last one in dominion standing, him and his heavenly host. When it all boiled down, he already got the horse, the white horse, gonna conquer mankind. Yes, the God of Israel will win. He will win. Satan will not win. Satan agents will not win. They don't have no power. They cannot beat the God of Israel. He all power. He will conquer man. He will conquer his kingdom. He will conquer this universe. I don't care what they're building. They're building clones or robots or whatever, smart cities or this city or that. Whatever they're building. The Bible say right here in Revelation chapter 6, verse 2, that the white horse will conquer. Will conquer. So at the end of the day, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he wins. He wins. So you people need to get on the right side right now. So that's why you need to start crying.
and tell the God of Israel you're sorry for calling on false gods and wrong gods and no gods, worshiping man and looking up to man and all these false leaders. You need to start repenting right now, people, because you only got 90 days to prepare. Thus said the God of Israel, Ahia, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So the white horse will conquer. Verse 3 of Revelation 6. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace. This is why there's no peace in the earth, people. No peace. No happiness. No love. No joy. No nothing. No peace. Only trouble. Only confusion. Only pain. Only sickness. Only disease. Only heartache. Why? Because the red horse have took peace out of the earth. There's no peace. You people have false peace. So shalom, shalom. So he Hebrew Israelite elves. What peace when the red horse have already took it? That's false reality, people. False reality. Your government powers and all your powers and all your people and all, they want to paint a picture. They want to paint a pretty little picture. All your little pretty leaders, they want to paint a pretty little picture that everything is okay. We got peace. God is with us. Jesus is with us. Christ is with us. He come to fight for us. All we got to do is just be righteous. Be ready. And their righteousness is going to church, paying their tithes and keeping the holy days. And the dietary law, that's their righteousness. So that's the red horse in the verse 4 of Revelation 6. And there went out another horse that was red. Okay, he took peace out the earth, and that they should kill one another. This is going on right now, people. The red horse is in the earth. He is in the earth to take peace out the earth and to kill one another with the sword. That's what's going on. The daddy killing his kids, the mama killing her kids, the grandma, the kids killing the mama. The little boy picking up the daddy gun, blowing his sister head off. And see this, people? This is the red horse in the earth to kill one another. You can't understand how a little five-year-old boy or two-year-old baby pick up a gun and kill his cousin or go shoot his mom or his daddy by accident. This is the red horse, people. The red horse. Understand where we are in the prophetic. Look what it says. Kill of one another. And there was giving him a great sword. That's why the God of Israel told me Tuesday night that lots of people and many people will die because the red horse was given a great sword. So man, women, boy, girl would kill one another and take peace out the earth. Take the peace out the earth, make these people, you know, angry. Everybody's so angry and upset and anxiety and losing their mind and jumping on buildings, and they hate their mom. So
So, yes, people, my internet keeps going out. I'm going to get ready to get out of here now. So this is what's going on, people. And look at verse 5 of Revelation 6. And when he had opened the sixth seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on